In recent years, a number of rest areas along the Remembrance Driveway between Sydney and Canberra have been dedicated to recipients of the Victoria Cross. The Remembrance Driveway itself and these rest areas serve to remind travellers of the sacrifices made by members of the Australian Defence Forces in World War II and subsequent conflicts. This CD contains brief descriptions of rest areas encountered during the northbound trip between Canberra and Sydney, and a brief background to the circumstances which led to the awarding of the Victoria Cross. The Simpson VC Memorial is also located at Remembrance Park in the ACT, and was dedicated in 2005.
Ray Simpson was the third Australian VC recipient of the Vietnam War. He was cited for two acts of gallantry on the 6th and the 11th of May 1969. On the first occasion, leading a company of Vietnamese, they came under fire. Many were hit, and another Australian advisor was wounded. Simpson rescued the Australian advisor under fire, then rallied his men so that all the men could withdraw in order. 5 days later, when the battalion attacked again, the American battalion commander was killed, another Australian advisor was injured, and the Vietnamese were demoralised. Simpson again rescued the Australian under fire, rallied the Vietnamese troops, and enabled the men to withdraw to safety. Ray Simpson may have the record of the longest service in the Australian Army for a Victoria Cross recipient. After the Second World War, he left the Army for a brief period, but when Korea came, he rejoined and saw service in Korea, saw service in Malaya, and in 1962, he was one of the first group of Australians sent to Vietnam. After his first tour of Vietnam, he went back for a second tour in July of 1964. During that service, he was awarded the Distinguished Conduct Medal. Leaving the Army eventually, he retired to Japan, having met and married a Japanese woman in 1952. He died of cancer in 1978. And was still working as an administrative assistant at the Australian Embassy in Tokyo. He was survived by his wife.